News of the Times, Serial Killer Saturdays, Bluebeard, Bella Kiss. Welcome to News of the Times. In today's episode, we take a look at the notorious case of Bella Kiss, a Hungarian serial killer of young girls whose method of hiding his crimes included pickling the bodies in sealed caskets. Kiss's first crimes are believed to have started before World War I. It would take several years before he himself would be suspected of any crime. By the time the discovery is made, Kiss has escaped, exchanging his identity with another soldier who dies. Estimates of his kill count range between 17 to more than 30. We take a look at the story of the Hungarian Bluebeard, Bella Kiss, in today's episode of Serial Killer Saturdays. We hope you enjoy the show. Bella Kiss. Kiss was born sometime around 1877 in a small village within what was then known as Austria-Hungary. He was conscripted at the start of the war. The crimes laid at his door look to have started sometime in 1912. Various explanations are given as to why he started his crimes against women, but in general, there does seem to have been a financial motivation. Alternatively, reported as being guerrilla-like and quite unattractive, the village did apparently talk of the wide range of young girls that he managed to pick up. It was assumed that it was because he spent so freely. 1916 Europe has been ravaged by the First World War, and some measure of normalcy is only just starting to assert itself. The newspaper articles progress up to 1950 as more and more investigations unveil the full scope of Kiss's murderous life. The first English newspaper articles of Bella Kiss begin in 1916 from an English newspaper correspondent based in Berlin. From the Lurgan Mail of the 20th of May 1916, the Hungarian Bluebeard, a terrible story. Mr. Frederick William Wiley, late Berlin correspondent of the Daily Mail, writes, "Late German papers are full of another typically revolting Germanic crime or series of crimes described as the barrel murders. A Hungarian soldier named Bella Kiss of Zincota near Budapest, who is believed to have fallen in action, turns out to have been the murderer of seven women, whom he strangled and then stored their remains in leaden-sealed barrels on his business premises, a plumber's shop. The discovery came to light in the course of the military police raiding for benzene. The first body, which had apparently been in the barrel for several years, was sewn in a sack. Others were tied up in cloth and matting. All the barrels had been hermetically sealed. Subsequent developments have shown that Kiss was a Bluebeard. At his lodgings, a mass of amatory correspondence with women and girls throughout Austria-Hungary and even in the United States was discovered, indicating that he was a professional matrimonial swindler. His scheme seems to have been to induce women to marry him and, after possessing himself of their dowries in accordance with the best German traditions, later to proceed to put them out of the way. The Budapest police have believed most of Kiss's victims were messenger girls, 20 to 25 years of age, several of whom disappeared under mysterious circumstances during the past 3 or 4 years. A comrade in his regiment states that Kiss, who went to the front early in the war, was killed in battle. The murderer was formerly employed in a coffin factory. Communications between countries was imperfect in 1916, and some of the details vary wildly. He does not seem to have worked in a coffin factory, a lurid tale added perhaps for salacious effect. Also, reports alternatively state he was a plumber or a tinsmith. From the Gloucestershire Echo, the 29th of May, 1916, a Hungarian bluebeard, 7 bodies sealed up in a cellar, 10 others missing. One of the most extraordinary and horrible crimes of the last century has been revealed by the discovery in the cellar of a house in Zincota, a small village near Budapest, of 7 tin casks, each of which contained the mutilated body of a woman. The murderer is believed to be a tinsmith named Bella Kiss, who has been serving as a private in the Austrian army, and for whom the Hungarian police are now energetically searching. In every case, Kiss seems to have murdered his victims for the money, and in this and other respects, the crimes resemble the notorious Brides in the Bath case, which created such a sensation in this country last year. But this case far exceeded it in horror, for Kiss is believed altogether to have murdered at least 17 women. The full story is told by Lloyd's News, which says that Zincota is a quiet little village on the outskirts of the Hungarian capital, and the discovery of the crime was made when the house which Kiss had occupied and which he vacated upon joining the army was being prepared for a new tenant. The doors of the cellar were found to be locked, and when, with some difficulty, the landlord and his assistants forced entry, they discovered 7 tin casks neatly laid along one side. Each one of the casks was securely sealed and fastened, and upon one of them being opened, the men were horrified to find the mutilated body of a woman, half dressed, the remainder of her clothes having been carefully wrapped round the head. A cord tied tightly round the neck was sufficient indication of the manner in which she had met her death. The landlord at once informed the police, and the other 6 casks were opened and found to contain similarly mutilated remains of women. The method adopted by Kiss to decoy his victims to their death has been discovered and made public by the police. He had used the old trap of advertising in the newspapers for a lady with means, with a view to matrimony. The police have found in the house immense numbers of letters from women in answer to the adverts. They were all addressed to Kiss, and in nearly all an appointment was asked for. The correspondence showed that in every case, Kiss stated he was a man of means and promised marriage, saying that he himself would make all the arrangements for the wedding. In every case also, he asked that the victim should bring her money with her, as the marriage could only take place after the dowry had been deposited with a public notary. These were never more than a few hundred crowns, that is, about £15 to £20, worth about £2,500 in 2024. Immediately after the meeting, it has been established that in each case, Kiss invited them to his house and then strangled the unfortunate creatures, placing their bodies into the casks prepared beforehand. The investigation has shown that the crimes were committed during the past 10 years, and that Kiss carried out his horrible plans quite systematically, for it is established with certainty that the 7 women whose bodies have been found do not complete the total of his victims. Among those who have again been reported to the police as missing since the crimes were discovered are 9 women. Apart from these who have been identified, among whose correspondence were found letters written by Kiss, giving rise to the assumption that those also were murdered by him. The police, in pursuance of this clue, are having the courtyard and vicinity of the Zincotta house dug up by Serbian and Russian prisoners, who are engaged in the task by hundreds around the house and in different lonely spots of the outskirts, where it is thought Kiss might have buried his victims. It is believed by the police that his victims total at least 17. Meanwhile, the search for Kiss is being actively pursued, but so far the authorities have absolutely failed to trace him beyond a certain point. According to the military authorities, Bela Kiss is dead. An official statement issued at the time of his supposed death stating that he died on February the 15th in 1915 in a Serbian hospital in Valjevo while a prisoner of war. This, however, is discredited by the police authorities, who hold the belief that Kiss effected an exchange of identification papers with a dying soldier named Makarik in the same hospital and escaped under a false name, as several persons state they have seen Kiss since the date of his supposed death. Those witnesses include workers from the Gavaya ammunition factory, who, after the missing man's photograph was published in the newspapers, informed the police that they identified him as a man named Makarik, sergeant, who was also a tinsmith, who worked at the factory for a month and suddenly disappeared 2 weeks ago. As investigations continue, the identities of some of the long-lost women are discovered, although several of the bodies are so badly decomposed, the identity of the disfigured women can only be identified through their personal items, which Kiss kept, possibly as a trophy. From the Beeston Gazette, the 22nd of July, 1916, women lured to death, a fiend who promised marriage. A startling tale of a modern Bluebeard who lured women into his home on the pretext of marriage and then murdered them has been unearthed by the police in the little village of Zincotta in Hungary. The man's name was Bela Kiss. Letters found in his room after his death from typhoid while he was a prisoner in Serbia disclosed the fact that he had promised to marry no less than 74 women. His attentions, however, appear to have been given mostly to peasants and servant girls who had managed to hoard up a few savings. Many of these persons were brought under his influence by marriage advertisements. The house occupied by him in his occupation of tinsmith had been closed since the beginning of the war, until a few days ago. When the owner opened the place, he found 7 sealed leaden cases. Each of them contained the corpse of a woman fully dressed and wound about with cord. All of the victims had been strangled, and in each mouth had been stuffed a handkerchief. In a fourth casket were 7 woolen dresses. One was identified as belonging to a girl who had been missing for years, and at other places in the house were found pieces of women's underwear. The police have a record of 18 women with whom Kiss was at various times associated. 8 of them have long ago reported missing, while at last report 10 others had not been found. One of the bodies found in the cases was identified of that of Catherine Vargo, a servant who was known to have carried her savings of about £20 with her when she disappeared about 4 years ago. Some of the corpses have been encased so long that they were beyond recognition. Among the dresses, one was recognised as belonging to Get Toot, a cook, who dropped out of sight 10 years ago. Another was identified by Frau Stefelot as having been worn by her long-lost daughter. The police believe that every piece of clothing found in the Kiss house belonged at one time to a girl or woman who was murdered. Kiss is thought to have lived principally on the money gained from the woman he decoyed. Although he rarely was known to work, he spent money so generously that he was known amongst his inmates as the American Uncle. And then the newspaper articles run cold in England. It would seem that the police are unable to find him, and there is a suspicion that he is dead, although reports of sightings continue to pop up sporadically. Everything changes once again in this twisted tale in 1929, when Kiss is traced to a Romanian prison where he has been incarcerated under a different name. From the Meath Herald and Cavan Advertiser, the 17th of August 1929, man who killed 13 wives created gallows for 20. The Hungarian bluebeard Bela Kiss, who murdered 13 wives before the war and outwitted the police of Europe for 20 years, has been identified in the Romanian prison of Arad, where he is serving a life sentence for another's crime to escape the gallows of his own. The story of this arch swindler's terrible career recalls the adventures of Landreau, the French murderer of women, whom Kiss resembles in appearance and in his method of disposing of his victims' bodies. The fantastic tale begins more than 20 years ago in the Hungarian village of Zincota near Budapest, where the dwarfed, bearded, gorilla-like man excited the interest and envy of every one of his neighbours by his astonishing success with women. Every month a fresh face would be seen at the window of the little villa where Kiss lived and loved, but when asked how he managed to change his sweethearts so rapidly, Kiss would hint darkly that women are difficult to get on with and to get rid of. Nothing was suspected until Kiss sold his house and disappeared. A year later, the new owner of the house, who had decided to rebuild it, discovered in the foundations, deep down in the earth, 13 iron chests securely locked. Policemen who investigated the mysterious fainted with horror when they opened the chests and beheld the contents, the bodies of 13 brutally murdered young women. A cry for justice rang through Europe, and police were everywhere on the watch, but the chase was dropped when it was falsely reported that Kiss had died in Africa from malaria while serving with the French Foreign Legion under an assumed name. Now, it has been proven by identification parades, handwriting tests, and tattoo marks that the inmate of the Romanian prison of Arad stole the identity papers of a notorious robber chieftain named Franz Wimmer, and is serving another life sentence to escape the consequence of his own crimes. The mystery man is none other than the blue beard of Hungary, Bela Kiss. When Wimmer, alias Kiss, was told he would be extradited for trial in Hungary, he went mad with fear. He succeeded in escaping his cell, but was recaptured. Then he attempted suicide by cutting an artery with chains, and is now in the prison hospital under constant guard. There is no follow-up as to what happens with the man discovered in prison. Whether it is found to be the wrong man or that he managed to commit suicide before extradition, we don't know. There are some reports that he died of typhoid. Within Hungary, Bela Kiss is a legend, not that dissimilar to our own Jack the Ripper. Investigations are continued and books are made about Bluebeard Bela Kiss. From the new information, there is a follow-up story regarding Kiss that makes the English papers in 1950. From the Reveille, 19th of February, 1950. His name was Bela Kiss, but he killed 31 women. Bodies of at least two victims, a murderer, have been dug up in the Bordeaux district in France. A farmer who has charged with the murders is believed by the police to be a second Landru, the Bluebeard mass murderer of the 1920s. That was a sensational case which ended with Landru being guillotined in February for the murder of 10 women and one man. But there was another and worse mass murderer before World War I. This article tells the amazing story of Kiss, who killed 31 women and was never caught. Surely the most unsuitable name for a criminal who lived by theft and violence was Charles Peace. But there was a murderer even more inappropriately named. His name was Kiss. His kisses brought death, swift and terrible, to 31 unsuspecting Hungarian women who foolishly accepted supper from a stranger. Men who prey on women usually adopt one of two certain snares for attracting victims: romance or curiosity about the future. But Bela Kiss, known for more than 30 years ago as the Blue Beard of Budapest, employed both. As well as inserting bogus matrimonial advertisements in newspapers, he worked up a profitable fortune-telling racket. In 1914, mysterious disappearances began to be reported, and had the First World War not broken out in August that year, the number of Bela Kiss's dupes might have been even greater, so cleverly did he cover up his tracks. Wife ran away with the artist. The strange story begins in 1912, when Bela Kiss and wife were living in Zincota, a village near Budapest. He was a retired tinsmith, a small man of 40, while pretty Madame Kiss looked 15 years younger. Despite this difference in age, they seemed happy enough, the husband driving off in his car to Budapest daily, apparently on business. Meanwhile, Madame Kiss became friendly with a young artist named Paul Bilhari. Local gossips soon noticed their picnics and walks in the woods, so nobody was much surprised when Bela Kiss rushed into a neighbour's house crying out that his wife had run away with Bilhari. The blow seemed to prostrate him. Haggard and untidy, he shut himself in his house, a large one standing in its own garden. He dismissed the maid and was not seen for several days. Nearly a month passed before Kiss's nearest neighbour, Littman, ventured to call. The place looked neglected. In one room, laid out on a table, were the faithless wife's clothes and belongings, and Kiss looked so ill that Littman sent for the village nurse. During his convalescence, although she was forbidden to enter any room but the sick man's bedroom and the kitchen, the old lady made good use of her eyes. She told curious villagers of a certain room which was kept always locked. However, by peeping through the keyhole, like Bluebeard's wife in the story, she had seen 7 large tin drums standing against the wall. What could they possibly contain? But when Littman asked him outright, Kiss laughed loudly. Ha ha! It's only petrol, he told the inquirer. A bankrupt stock I bought dirt cheap at a sale. And this prosaic explanation checked the gossips. Mysterious women visitors, but they still discussed the formerly heartbroken husband's now frequent trips to Budapest, his returns at dawn driving his noisy car, and the well-dressed women who visited Zincotta for the day and walked with him in the woods. To Littman's query why he didn't divorce his wife, he only answered, She is happy in Vienna with her lover. Say no more about it. It was in 1914 that a series of attacks on women alarmed Budapest. One girl, Louisa Rutz, a rich draper's daughter, almost died through a silly escapade. She told the police that she had met a man one evening at the theatre and accepted his offer of supper. Talk of fortune-telling had persuaded her to go with the stranger to his flat, where she drank some potent liqueur. Seated at a table, feeling rather dizzy, she had stared into a crystal where she was so solemnly assured her future husband's face would appear. But glancing up, Louisa was horrified to see reflected in the mirror her strange admirer, his face alight with murder, a green silk noose in his hand, ready to slip around her neck. Screaming with terror, she had fainted and was found lying in a park at dawn, her money and jewellery gone. Although Louisa described the man and his flat in detail, she couldn't remember the address, and the police believed she had invented her sensational story. But 3 weeks later, a similar adventure was reported by the wife of a wealthy Budapest businessman. Alone in church one Sunday, she had struck up a conversation with a polite, well-dressed stranger concerning spiritualism. Soon afterwards, she had invited him to dinner during her husband's absence in Paris. They danced at a nightclub, and later, because he had promised to reveal her future in the crystal, Madame X foolishly went to her new friend's apartment, drank some liquor, and was nearly strangled. She too was found unconscious, lying in a doorway, her valuable jewellery stolen. Her description of her swarthy attacker was identical with that of Louisa Rutz. Then, just as a third assault was causing real alarm, the 1914 war was declared, and mobilization took first place in everybody's thoughts. Bella Kiss was called up with the rest. 2 war years passed. Littman, who was over military age, received one letter from his friend and answered it, but this reply was returned to him from a military hospital near Belgrade, with an official note saying that Bella Kiss had died there of wounds. Soon afterwards, a severe petrol shortage caused an order to be made commandeering all stores for military purposes. In their search of private houses, officials reached the closed and shuttered mansion of Bella Kiss. The old nurse had told them about the secret hoard in the 7 large drums. Hoping that they contained smuggled brandy, the police bored a hole in the first drum. Its contents turned out to be crude alcohol. Hacking the top off, the police were horrified to find a woman's body perfectly preserved and easily recognizable. Every other drum contained a similar ghastly sight. Upstairs, in a locked desk, the police found dozens of matrimonial advertisement cuttings, and at an accommodation address were 53 letters from hopeful women still waiting to be claimed by a mysterious Monsieur de Coller. His favourite advertisement ran like this. Bachelor, aged 40, lonely, good income, wishes to correspond with an educated lady with view to matrimony. Address, de Coller Post Restaurant, Budapest. A variant for Vienna newspapers was, know yourself. Those who wish to know their future and so frame their lives should consult Professor Hoffman. Write Post Restaurant, Vienna. 26 bodies in the woods. An intensive search began and 26 more women's bodies were found buried in the woods near the house. Nearly 200 pawn tickets for fur coats, dresses and jewellery were hidden under the dining room carpet at Kiss's home and led to the identification of 14 victims. As well as the missing Madame Kiss, these included Isabel Koblitz, niece of the Austrian Minister of Commerce, known to have been interested in spiritualism, and Isabel had vanished mysteriously from Vienna in 1913. Another victim proved to be the wife of a Viennese furrier before the war who was believed to have run away with a lover, taking with her £2,000 and some valuable pearls. Madame Kiss's artist friend, Paul Bihari, was found, but he told the police that Kiss had returned unexpectedly to find them alone in the villa. After a scene, he had left the husband and wife still quarrelling and had not met Madame again. Woman spotted him in street. As the mass murderer had died before these terrible discoveries, it was too late to avenge his victims, and the police tactfully hushed things up. But end was not yet in sight. A year later, Louisa Rust visited the detective in charge of the case and swore that she had seen a man exactly like her attacker, the crystal-gazing Professor Hoffman, in the street of a nearby town. Indeed, she was so positive that the detective at last agreed to investigate at the hospital where Kiss was alleged to have died. All seemed in order. Kiss had died from severe wounds, and the papers he had left proved his identity beyond question. Among the people interviewed was the nurse who had attended Kiss. How strange that such a charming boy could have committed such dreadful crimes, commented the intrigued woman. What do you mean, calling him a boy? Laughed the inspector. Bella Kiss was past 40, and no beauty by all accounts. Oh no, replied the nurse. The Bella Kiss who died here was not much over 20, and loved by us all. Walked out and vanished. The explanation was that the cunning murderer had exchanged papers with a dying patient in his ward, who later had been buried under Kiss's name. He had walked out of the hospital with an unblemished record and vanished into obscurity. With the lack of satisfying conclusion within this newspaper article, we believe Bella Kiss escaped into obscurity. There were some vague reports that he had been seen in the United States, but they remained unconfirmed. The legend of Bella Kiss lives on in Hungary, a nightmare tale like the Bogeyman or Spring-Heeled Jack. As a side note, a popular Hungarian orchestra in the 1950s named themselves the Bella Kiss Orchestra. That concludes this episode of Serial Killer Saturdays, Bluebeard Bella Kiss. We very much hope you enjoyed the show. If you did enjoy the show, we will be grateful if you could like or subscribe to our little channel. We upload 5 days a week. Mondays are murderous as we delve into the dark side of Regency and Victorian crime. Wednesdays are wicked, where we pull together stories with a similar theme, such as Doctors of Death. Fridays are frightful, where we look at crimes in a location, such as stories from the stage to murder and scandal in the aristocracy. Saturdays is Serial Killer Saturdays, where we investigate serial killer stories from the past. And Sundays is a bit of fun with a unique mini murder mystery where you, the listener, have a chance to solve a murderous riddle. On the last Sunday of the month, we offer a 2-hour compilation of stories based around a theme. Thank you again for watching and listening. This has been News of the Times, and I am Robin Coles.